After a month on the waiting list for the heart-in-a-box trial, Steve Gilland of Corydon was the first in the state to receive a donor heart transported this way. Cardiothoracic surgeon Dr. Iwin Wong of IU Health's Methodist Hospital says one advantage is the viability of the organ is extended, meaning the heart can come from farther away.
It allows us to transport the organ in basically a working mode, as if it were still inside the body. In this case, the heart is perfused by the donor's blood. The heart's actually beating, contracting the entire time until it gets to our hospital.
With the old transport method, the heart was drained and placed in a cooler and had a four-hour window. With a heart in a box, that's been stretched to 8 or 9 hours. Just 3 weeks since surgery, Gilland feels great and no longer is short of breath from just walking. IU Health is only one of 8 healthcare systems nationwide participating in the trial. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dunoon.